The old Snake River Bridge is gone, removed as part of the Department of Transportation's work in Nome this season. And while its replacement has been in use for more than a year, a lack of lighting and a sharp approach to adjoining roads is raising safety concerns of its own. The old bridge had been in place for decades. DOT says it first performed maintenance back in 1979 on the old bridge, but it had required increasingly expensive repairs every year.
It had just wore out its life. It was time for replacement.
That's Tony Cox with DOT in Nome. He says the $92,000 removal of the old bridge took about 2 weeks, with careful attention paid to the lead-based paint on the bridge's steel structure.
All steel on the bridge needs to be removed that has lead-based paint on it. It's all getting shipped out of town and down to a foundry for proper disposal.
The bridge was reduced to about 205,000 pounds of steel. That's more than 100 tons, which is being barged down to Seattle for recycling. More work is ongoing on both sides of the river where the bridge met the road. That leaves the new bridge as the only way to get to Nome's Causeway, the fuel tank farm, the town's telecommunications array, and more. But the new bridge has some shortcomings that many in Nome want addressed. Shortcomings Harbormaster Lucas Stotz says were brought up by the Port Commission and passed along to the City Council.
The main concern is just there's no lighting on the approach where the new bridge comes across Snake River and intersects with Sepulveda Drive. It's kind of a blind corner as it is, with just the angles going straight into elevation. And just no lighting just makes it a little bit worse.
City Council members say they've passed those concerns on to DOT officials, who say they're working on a fix.
We're in the process of working on a solution. Don't have a timeline now. I think the goal is to get at least some sort of temporary lighting up before this winter.
As for the blind corner and the sharp turn onto the bridge, DOT pre-construction engineer Ryan Anderson says the current alignment passed muster with the city and the public during several design meetings, but he says future projects, including a realignment of Center Creek Road, commonly known as the Jail Road, could alleviate some issues.
We are proceeding with evaluating a design there that we could make work at the intersections on both sides of the bridge to help out with some of the alignment, you know, to lighten up that area. And it would be a realigned intersection there with Center Creek, so basically get Center Creek to line up with the bridge.
Anderson says the Center Creek realignment doesn't have a timeline or construction funds yet, but he reiterates that some sort of lighting solution, even a temporary one, should be in place before winter. Just what the solution will be, he says, is currently being worked on by engineers in Nome and Fairbanks.